Hello and welcome back to episode 10 of Drive the Green Podcast. I'm your host, Matty B. Once again, joined alongside Bronell and Harv. Before we get started in this week's episode, want to thank our sponsor once again, Player Golf. For those of you that aren't familiar with Player Golf, hit up playerplyrgolf.com. Check out the gear they have and fill up your cart for use the promo code DriveTheGreen for 15% off your next order. Like once again, that is 15% off. As a few friends of the pod said, I slurred my words last week. It is not 50% off, it is 15% off.
The boys are wearing player gear tonight.
Yeah, we're decked out.
Just played around.
First round of the year in the books.
Yep.
It's exciting times. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we played all right. Yep. Pile of putts, but overall not bad. So action-packed episode today. We're going to obviously recap the Zurich Classic and all the walk-up tunes. We whiffed on all of them, but we'll get to that. Nah. Then obviously, one thing we forgot to do last week was pick our own walk-up song, so we're going to get into that as well. We're going to get into a fabulous Ultimate Foursome this week, featuring, it's music week, so musicians. Mm-hmm. Then we're going to obviously look back at our picks from last week and then get into the Wells Fargo picks for this week, Wells Fargo Championship. But yeah, Zurich Classic, the walk-up tune week.
Horschel and Piercy, eh? Kind of a weird winner, but
yeah, it was a tournament that you figured that the best score portion would be keep the scores quite low.
That's right.
And then you weren't sure how the alternate shot was going to go and if it was going to completely tank some, and it did. Like there were some guys that absolutely flubbed, like Spieth and Palmer,
JT mm-hmm. and Bud.
Yeah,
we'll get to that.
Spieth and Palmer double 17 and 18 to miss the cut. Mm-hmm.
But if you were showing me a list of all the tournaments in a year and you had another list of winners, I think I would take Billy Horschel and draw the line right to the Zurich Classic. It just seems like a tournament that Billy Horschel's going to win.
Yep. Like one of those kids' games where you just draw the line. Yeah.
The letter M goes to Zurich.
Yeah.
Winners on one side, tournaments on the other.
Yeah. Match them up.
He's a weird guy. Like it seemed like Piercy was just so mild-mannered and calm, and Horschel's jumping around and acting like
dropping
an
idiot. His putter every time they miss a putt or
it'd be hard to focus when he's your partner. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it worked for him. They were
wins a win.
I mean, he's won there before, so yeah, he was essentially had the same putt on 18 again that he missed in this round, but it was the same putt he had to win the last time he won. So he's just familiar with the course, and Piercy was just kind of along for the ride, helping out, and
his reactions to shots were weird. And speaking of reactions to shots, Bubba Watson and
the goofy doofus,
every time they made a birdie, they're slapping each other in the face.
Bubba, real likable guy.
Let's not get carried away, but that was kind of neat to see.
I didn't like it that much.
It wasn't just the slap, too. It was a slap in the face and the point. Yeah. Slap.
I just slapped
you
him so
it.
Hard.
You stop
know.
It.
Just a classic Bubba looking for attention thing to me. I don't know. I didn't like it.
I thought it was awesome. I thought it was really cool. Yeah, there was lots of... It was nice to see a bunch of different kind of weird pairings. Like Pat Perez and Duffner should have won the tournament, probably.
Duffner could have putted. They would have won on Sunday. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Old big rig there was putting him in some pretty good positions.
Yeah, they played well together.
Couple
that was
of
a,
big rigs.
What a fancy shirt Pat was wearing. MGM Grand.
Yeah.
Kind of flowery. It was a Vegas style shirt. Then so it made sense.
And then you got Duffner just wearing NBA hats. And
yeah.
That looked like a child's hat. Like an adult sized child. Like something you see
you just,
a kid walking around an amusement park in.
Like a snapback.
Yeah.
He's just giving up. Tuck. I'm surprised if they didn't have to tuck in their shirts, he would 100% not tuck in.
Well, no, he hosted a charity golf academy the next day and his shirt was untucked.
Yeah. He's just one of those guys that I'm still good at golf, so I'm just going to continue to play, but I could care less now as his will has been broken.
What about Pat Perez's very audible
Oh, man.
F-bomb. Curse word.
I heard it before the announcers even said anything, and I was like, oh, boy.
That like, was loud.
It's like, kids, cover your ears. And then they apologized about 10 times.
It was
on the air about it.
Yeah, it was pretty loud. Like, mm-hmm. They made a mistake.
The old Don Cherry, don't read lips, kids.
Yeah, just some weird Seamus Power and David Hearn made the cut. They were up there. Yeah.
Finish tied for 10th.
I think last week we even kind of chuckled about that pairing.
Oh,
just the most random pairing, but again, anything can happen.
Yeah, like Jimmy Furyk and Duval were, I think, one shot off the cut, and they looked real good Thursday.
Yeah, they were the ones that another group that got hammered by the alternate shot portion of it.
Yeah,
but
like there were, was anybody going under par in the alternate shot?
Well, there was some but there was guys going way, like it was the ones that couldn't shoot par. Like there was some 78, some 79, some 80s. There's anyone that shot par.
There's some like 11 unders for the best ball, hey?
Well, yeah, the
couple guys.
Winning score was 22, and I think they were 18 or something, or 19 on the best ball portion. But anyway, let's get into the walk-up songs.
Okay.
Should we start with Patrick Reed's walk-up song?
The Coward.
The Coward.
Eye of the Tiger. Even put it up, released it, said we're going to Eye of the Tiger. Then knee-jerk reaction. Oh, we're just going to with Thunderstruck.
Like the token song.
That that someone else was someone already else, using.
Yes. Yeah.
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 That guy can't even pick theirs. A good song.
Well, he'd probably pick that. Can't wear red on Sundays anymore. He's got to wear pink. Now he wants Eye of the Tiger. And then this week, he's paired with Tiger.
Oh, man.
At Wells Fargo. Oh.
I hope he shoots 107.
A Stephen Bowditch moment.
Just the shanks. Just can't figure it out.
We don't have a Stephen Bowditch type fun fact for the pod this week.
No.
Yeah, we got to make sure that we put in a few fun facts, but that would be the anti-fun fact is Patrick Reed's a coward. But Oost and Charles, though, Hakuna Matata, it led to some hot play for them.
Yeah, we didn't predict their song, but I don't think any of us would have ventured
down
that.
No one was going down that road, no.
No. Yeah, it really caught us off guard.
Rose and Stenson, we said sunglasses at night, obviously, because...
Yeah.
Yeah, they really missed the opportunity there.
Yeah, they went with Ice Ice Baby.
It was kind of a neat moment when Rose had to take off his pants and shoot out of the water there.
Yeah.
That was interesting. And
for the ladies.
Did it's you always see, nice when guys are taking off their pants.
Social media.
On the golf course.
Did you see social media? Henrik Stenson, I guess a couple of years ago, took off his pants to shoot in the water and posted the side-by-side of him and Rose.
Just a couple of buddies now. A
couple
of
buddies, yeah. Sharing shades tips.
We had Poulter and old G-Mac there pegged for Adele, and they kind of went the other way with Back in Black.
So a couple ACDs. I think there was a Highway to Hell or TNT or something like that.
Couple.
There was also two. Yeah. There was also two California Loves.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because there was two groups from California and just chose California Love. Yeah.
Just I like Xander Shelfley going. X gonna give it to you.
Yeah. But I don't think he made the cut.
No, he did not.
No.
That would have been good.
I had that Kim and Putnam.
Yeah.
Who led for what, three rounds?
Mm-hmm.
A couple rounds. Still Dre.
Hmm. What about when we mentioned about one of the all Asian teams?
Oh yeah.
Going Gangnam Style, and then one of them did.
Choi and we were gonna go Gangnam Style, but then they missed the cut and just ruined everything. Oh, and how about Crane and Cheka?
Dancing.
Yeah.
What?
Headbang into Whitesnake.
Oh right, here we go again.
Yeah.
Yeah. They probably won the opening.
I was just thinking.
Retief, I thought, with a little Africa by Toto. Really playing on the social media aspect.
I always just think of old school when I hear that Whitesnake song. He's playing it in his car out front and his wife tries to bring him those iced
the Red
teas.
Dragon.
It's like, oh, I got a fresh beer.
The Red Dragon.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, I got a fresh beer. That is a good part of that show.
It's so loud. Thanks.
So yeah, we kind of missed the boat last week, so we must do this, but as part of the walk-up songs, we forgot to pick our own walk-up songs. We were too busy predicting that we forgot to do our own, so we're gonna write that wrong right here, right now.
And
we'll go with our walk-up songs. So this song's been a favorite of mine for quite some time now. It's been a walk-up song playing baseball before. I just think I have a special place in my heart for it. But if you don't mind, Bronel, hit play for me.
Hey. Yeah. You know what? I like it. No diggity, no doubt.
No diggity, Blackstreet. That's my jam. So that's what I would come up to.
I could see you walking up to the
slow strut, eh?
Up to the just a big ass grin on your face.
Oh, that reminds me. The one thing we didn't talk about was Kistner and Scott Brown. I think was his partner coming out to "Slippery" by Migos, and Kistner said to keep it playing while he teed off.
Really?
Did you see that? Oh no,
I didn't see that.
So he's teeing off, and it's just pumping. Oh, it was pretty cool. And he was obviously the last guy to tee off. So then he teed off. They're pumping it. He pimps it. And then they're still walking like towards the ball. And he's still pumping behind him. It was pretty cool.
Guys are having fun.
He's really turned a corner for me. Yeah. I really like Kevin Kisner now.
Yeah.
He looks like such a turd on the course. Yeah. But his time when he was on Faraday, he was to watch.
Well, it's kind of a chain of events for him. He was in the final or the final four of match play.
Yeah.
Then he was on Faraday. Then all this other stuff starts coming out. Mm-hmm. And he's really turned the corner for me as well.
All right, Harv, what are you going with for your walk-up song?
Well, I narrowed it down to a few, but I mean, this one, it's always playing in my head when I'm just driving on the road. So I just had to go with it.
Can't wait to hear it.
Little known artist, Rupert Holmes. But you'll know the song. Just let it rip.
Always in your head.
Always in my head.
Just a happy tune.
Oh, yeah. You're just driving down the road on a sunny day.
Yep.
I dare you not to have a smile on your face if that's
you could never frown with that song.
If you like making
ever.
Love at midnight.
Anyways, I'd get the crowd going and I'd probably hook it left and we'd move on.
Yep.
That's what I'm going with.
Well, I kind of, teeter-totter on a couple. Country, rock. Had to go with an 80s rock classic.
Oh, yeah?
Had to.
Well, let's hear it.
Just a great opening.
Yeah.
Just get you right jacked up.
Yep. And then bomb one.
Probably Boston. The second best song to get you jacked up on our list, but it's a good song.
After Pina Coladas?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Mine's more of a mellow, laid-back tune, but yeah, not bad. Well, let's transition that right into our ultimate foursome for this episode. We're going with musicians, living or deceased, but I think all of them that we've chosen are living, so maybe, who knows, that might parlay into deceased musicians down the road. But I guess I'll go first. Leading off my ultimate foursome at a cool 5'11", 168, aged 37 years, my spirit animal, Justin Timberlake. I am living vicariously through this man. He's got it all. I mean, he's dating my number one. He's just an all-around good guy, athlete. He's a great golfer. Gets to, rub elbows with both celebrities and athletes alike.
Plays in those celebrity tournaments all the time.
Almost
celebrity
tournaments. Taped his pod yesterday so he could talk about the meme.
Oh, it's gonna be me. my fave meme.
Way too much.
Oh, just the best. I'm just a big fan of JT, so obviously must have on my list. No questions asked. Needed him.
The full package.
Yeah. Just see what it's like living with Jessica. Just being him. Yeah. He seems like a pretty good guy. New album's pretty good. He's, good guy.
That's a solid pick.
Yeah. Second on my list, avid golf fan, 5'6", 130. Yep, 5'6", 130, 35 years old, Lil Wayne. Wheezy.
Didn't think you were going there with that one.
Big fan. Was at the Masters this year. Loved it.
Does that 130 include all the chains and everything?
Yeah, well, I think his teeth add a couple pounds. Yeah. He's got some teeth there. But, I mean, yeah, he's never wearing a shirt, so he's a couple pounds lighter there. True, yeah. Never wearing a shirt. So, but, yeah, he's really taken a liking to golf, so might as well get him on the course.
Sure, I don't believe you at all, but if you say so.
Yeah, look it up. Look it up. It's on the internet. Time.
He's doing something weird.
Yeah. I think he'd be fun.
Oh, yeah.
I might even... I'm riding with JT. But lastly, sticking with the rap game here, 5'8", 225, we'll get to that, 46 years old, Marky Mark Wahlberg, 225 being the Pain and Gain days.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But
5'8", 225.
Yeah, he probably walks around more like 200, but... I believe he's a lefty.
He is a
He's got a pristine lefty, yeah. Little couple hole course in his backyard. Loves golf. Maybe the Funky Bunch comes. But
this is a great pick.
Yeah. I think Mark...
Maybe Donnie comes and brings the New Kids on the Block. Who knows?
Oh, boy. Yeah, it's so many options. But Mark Wahlberg, big fan of him. Mark, JT, Wheezy. So, yeah, Mark and Wheezy can ride together, talk about rap. And me and JT could talk about Jessica.
That's a pretty good round, pretty good group, yep.
And I'm the only one over 6 feet tall.
Ooh.
Interesting. But Fun fact. Lil Wayne, their cart weighs a total of 350 pounds, and Marky Mark's 225 on those. But, yeah. So, that's what I got. I got JT, Lil Wayne, and Marky Mark Wahlberg. Bruno. You're up next.
Okay. First pick, I'm going with the Chief. Coming in at 6'2", 175, 41 years old, Eric Church.
Your man.
My favorite musician right now.
Favorite dude.
Maybe ever. I don't know.
He's probably favorite dude pulling ever. The Justin Rose and wearing sunglasses no matter what.
Yeah. Well, he wears them all the time. Yeah. It was one of the main reasons why it took me so long to start liking him just for that reason.
You didn't like those, eh?
No, I don't like them.
Hmm.
The aviators all the time. Just didn't like. Nah, also, didn't like his hat.
Kind of his thing.
He doesn't wear a hat anymore, though. Not as much.
He's got a really nice hair, though.
That airline.
He's
guy,
an 18 handicap, so he can. So you know, bogey golf. He can
knows
play.
How to swing a club.
Yeah. Make a few pars.
Yeah.
Maybe I can get him to bring his guitar.
Yeah. Sing you to sleep. You love him.
Yeah. He's also a...
You
he's
just
also
see
a,
the smile on Bronell's face
also,
talking about
he's
this
He's also
guy.
A father, so we can, you know, talk about our kids, maybe.
Yeah. You're just trying to get...
We're
you
probably,
just want to be buddies.
We're probably just smoking and drinking the whole round. Yeah, so got one country guy. I actually got a second country guy coming in at 5'6", 158. A cool 85 years old.
Oh. 85 years young.
Yeah.
Maybe my long-lost relative? I don't know. Willie Nelson.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't even make that connection.
And I don't know where I read this, but he's got a 16 handicap.
Had, probably.
But also underneath that it said, par at his course is whatever Willie shoots. So
put me down.
I'm guessing
for
he gets
six.
A couple gimmies. Couple.
Yeah. And he's 85.
I mean, he's a funny guy.
Yep. There's a theme here.
He can definitely tell some stories. Birdie he's seen some things. Maybe shoots his age.
Doubtful.
There's a 16 handicap. He's 85.
Yeah. Not a good I think game. He was a 16 handicap. But anyway, I'll give it to you.
But we're getting gimmies.
I'll give it to you.
Just playing for fun.
Is that, you think his ponytail's coming out the back of the hat hole?
Oh.
Yeah.
Or is it just like a couple braids down the side?
Maybe braids, yeah.
Yeah, probably braids. Bandana, maybe.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, bandana. I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, my third pick. Went a little bit different route with this. Coming in at 6'4", 165. 46-year-old Snoop Dogg.
All the weed in this group.
Couple.
couple ten.
I mean, that's one good thing, I guess. I don't have to bring any.
Yep, nope. I think you'll have lots.
Eric's probably bringing the Jack Daniels. Stoop's got the gin. Willie's got
both.
Moonshine, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll have all kinds of...
I mean, Starsky and Hutch taught us anything. Snoop knows grass.
Yeah. Yeah. Starsky and Hutch. And Willie makes moonshine in...
Dukes of Hazzard,
that's right. Yeah.
Oh, wow. A lot of movie connections here.
Yep.
And Eric Church is, you're just going to be gazing at his eyes.
I just want to see Snoop Dogg swing a golf club, like with that frame.
A Huggy Bear. Starsky and Hutch.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. He golfs.
Oh, and the main reason I'm picking him is he's an avid Pittsburgh Steelers fan.
All oh, right, yeah.
As much as I love Church, I'm riding with Snoop all day talking Steelers. What are we doing this year, you know?
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
And you might run into a tree LA. Because you'll be driving looking at Eric while driving and just hit a tree.
What's Eric doing? Snoop. What's Eric doing?
Plus, we'll be heavily under the influence of...
Yep. Of all things.
All things, yeah.
All of the above.
Yeah. So I got Eric, Willie, and Snoop.
All right. All right. Okay. Harv.
Okay. Real dog's breakfast of a group here. I'm going with...
Yours always are, though. Yeah. It's just a wrap.
I had to get a country guy on here, so I was scouring the internet, and turned out...
Guy that for I'm, anyone.
Yeah, guy I'm a pretty big fan of music-wise. Kip Moore. A couple real good songs. Oh, he is 6'1", 220 pounds, so a bit of a bigger rig.
Really?
38 years old.
Oh, I didn't think he'd be that big.
And 3 handicap, fun fact.
Wow.
So, I believe he also played NCAA college golf.
Interesting.
So, one guy that probably beat the wheels off the rest of the group, I'm assuming, but...
Song definitely, about a truck,
exactly. That's probably
never forget
song
that song.
Yeah, but so got a golfer in there. Normally, I don't pick guys who are good at golf, so
went with a golfer. Your fun thing. Factor.
Yeah,
yeah. Real second,
real change man.
Some might say he's also a country guy, but I only want him for the Hootie days. I'm going Darius Rucker, but we're calling him Hootie the whole round, and that's a rule on the first tee.
Yeah.
What's the tape on Hootie? What's his height and weight?
Oh, geez, I keep missing that. 5'9", 167, and surprisingly 51 years old.
Yeah, he's been around.
I thought he was a little younger than that, but...
Been around. Well, he was 30, probably 35 by the time Hootie was done.
Yeah, that's
Took
true.
Took a few years and off, and he's been Darius now for 10 years.
But, I mean, friends with John Daly, probably has a few stories about that guy.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, another good guy, have a good time. Likes to enjoy his life, so
nothing
we'll have
Hootie.
Hootie and Kip Moore, and then third, looks like I'm starting a bit of a trend here, but at 5'7", and again, we're going to keep the weight and age left out.
Nice,
yeah.
Celine Dion.
Wow. Boom.
Canadian Boom. Content. Got to get a Canadian here.
Wow.
Got to get a Canadian here.
Yeah.
Like, doing some research on her. She owns a golf course in Canada. Avid golfer, 17 handicap.
Cool.
Lives in Vegas, plays golf all the time.
Hmm.
And then let me paint you this picture.
Okay.
Me and Celine are paired as a team. It's coming down to 18. We have a 30-foot putt to win the hole. And just as I hit it, this song starts. And it's going towards the hole. And in.
High fives everywhere.
Everyone's going crazy.
Oh. Yep, you win. You win.
So, I mean, that's the main reason I picked her, and then it turns out she's good at golf and likes golf, so.
Yeah, so it was really win-win for you. Mm-hmm. That is a dog's breakfast.
I can't believe she has her own course.
Yeah, I don't know where it is. I didn't really look into that. I just, when I looked up musician golfers and female musician golfers, she popped on the list and said she owns a golf course, so.
Those wow. That song dubbed over any sports highlight is the best sports highlight. Like,
yeah.
You can put that on anything, and it will make it significantly more appealing to watch.
You mm-hmm. could put that on me reading the newspaper and people view it.
All the views. All the views. We'll probably throw it on a couple of our shots or shanks.
Yeah.
this season, but wow, that's an impressive one. That's quite the group. Yeah, that's an impressive one. I think yet again, Harv's smorgasbord of a group blows us away.
Gotta give him credit. He's going with the diversity. Like
it's 2018, guys.
Yeah,
you. Yeah,
I had a theme. Hootie.
Yeah, you had a theme. I had rappers, I guess. JT.
He's a rapper. Bit of a stretch there, but.
Boy bands.
Boy bands, yeah.
Yeah, Lil Wayne.
Yeah. Lil Wayne. Runts. Runts.
Yeah.
JT, the tallest at 5'11".
Yeah.
I'm not going to call Mark a runt to his face, but. Yeah.
Nope.
Interesting. All right, well, let's roll right into the pick recap.
All right.
This should be fun. Zurich, so unfortunately we're taking what placing they were, even though it's two guys each, so technically a cut should be 70, but we're taking this 35, so
37 Harv, actually.
Oh, 37, okay. Yeah.
So we'll start off with Harv actually.
Do we have to?
He had three teams and they all missed the cut. Sergio and Bello, wow. JT and Collie, Blixt and Smith. For an average of, you guessed it, 37.
That is embarrassing.
That's a tough goal.
Yep.
But I only had one made cut, so I wasn't too much better.
Well, I mean, if you guys are going to stink, this was the week when the averages are low.
Bingo. Yeah.
I had Jimmy Walker and Sean O'Hare finish tied for 25th, and then a couple missed cuts with Berger and Woodland and Sneds and Holmes. I can't believe those guys missed the cut. That was a good team, I thought.
Yeah, Sneds and Holmes, yep.
33 average. Matty B, only one missed cut because of those two doubles, Spieth and Palmer.
Yeah, that's one of the main reasons why I knew that they double-doubled missed the cuts, because I had them in the picks.
Yeah. And then you also had the two dummies, Bubba and Cooch.
Yep.
Tied for 28th. Not that impressive.
Not great.
And then South Africans,
Hakuna Matata.
Boost, third.
Third, Hakuna Matata, third.
That's an impressive
third.
Finish for them.
Yep.
I thought Charles would really bring that team down. So, but you had a third and you still only had a 22 average, but
yeah,
still picked up your fifth week win.
And it should be noted that I didn't go back and look, but Harv had three missed cuts and his average was 37, which is like a regular winning average for some weeks.
Yeah, yeah. Pretty close. Yeah.
Yeah.
Normally the high 20s, 30s.
Well, yearly average is around like 32, 33.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Just kept it around average.
Yeah. But fifth week win. Interesting. Not bad. Well, let's get into this week's tournament then. Chat a little bit about the upcoming tournament and our picks. The Wells Fargo Championship at Quail Hollow, home of the 2017 PGA Championship.
Yep.
Someone's got it.
Nice PT, course.
Right?
North Carolina course. It seems like there's a ton of golf courses in
that was
Carolinas.
The tournament that JT won, correct?
Yeah, last year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, North Carolina course?
Yeah. Tons I was just Carolina saying, there's... I want to go there. You can plug your
South
play
Carolina,
a whole bunch of
they have, like, a whole strip that goes through there, like, Harbor Town and the one before that and the one after that. And
I'd rather go to the Carolinas than Florida, I think.
For golf?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just like the... Like yeah, they're in that,
like
they're in that
trip.
East Coast stretch
Myrtle
of the
Beach.
Tournament, or of the tour. And then the... We're coming up to the PG. What are we coming up to?
Players,
yeah.
Man, you have a tough time with those majors.
I
need
no
to write
idea
it down.
PGA's last. PGA's last.
Yeah.
Yeah, got it. All right, well, let's get into picks.
Big Tiger playing this week.
Tiger's playing.
He's
got
a
warming
tune-up.
Up.
Yeah.
Got a little tune-up here. Interesting. Should be good. JT.
All the
big names.
Back. All the big names are in
there. They're
this
there. Thing. They're here. They're here. It's going to be
quite
a good tournament. Though. Ricky, site of our tournament, Ricky's first career win.
Mm.
So, yeah, I saw him wearing... It's funny watching old videos of Ricky when he's wearing all orange and seeing him now all growed up.
With that long hair?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And all orange, flat brim, mm-hmm. necklace. Now he's just... He's like one of those guys that, you know, gets a girlfriend. Now he's all, like, dolled up. You've changed, man. You've changed.
Yeah. Well, he grew
but
that muscle.
Cool.
You don't see his, like, little... BMX dirt bike Ricky, and then he grew that mustache.
Yeah.
And maybe people thought, oh man, this is a grown up, not
yeah.
just a little boy. And then he kind of mm-hmm. transitioned to a.
Reminds me of Rick Vaughn in Major League. went from Rick Von Wild thing.
Yeah.
And then he got a girlfriend.
Big sponsors.
Big sponsors. And he changes around.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's exactly who he is.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Rick Von had to go back to it.
Their names are Rick.
I wouldn't mind Ricky just one day going busting out the flat brim and all orange one more time. Maybe on the Sunday of a major. We'll see. But anyway, picks. Matty B is taking Tommy Fleetwood, Alex Noren, and Sam Burns. I'm pretty sure his back is, or whatever was wrong with him, is back because he has not played since March 15th.
Yikes. So he played in he played last week.
I don't think so.
Yeah, he was paired with Dirk.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, even better. And they just played.
And they missed the cut.
Yeah, whatever. I was just looking. Oh, right. You know why? I was mistaken. I took him on DraftKings, but they don't have last week in their game or their tournament logs. And so he hasn't actually played besides last
week. Just a weird week, yeah.
Since March 15th. So.
Any reasons you're taking Fleetwood or Noren, or just gut?
Fleetwood was, they were in it this past week. Oh, yeah. They were top, so he was hot.
Top five.
He was hot. Noren is just one of those guys that I think he just flies under the radar, and one of these times he's going to win.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I haven't taken him yet, so maybe this is the time.
Yep.
But it is, again, it's a packed tourney. So, and I've already won this thing five times, so I thought maybe you guys would like to stack a team and try to win. But I don't know if that's what you're doing.
I did not stack a team, no. But I do have a couple Americans who are going to finish up there.
All right.
Webb Simpson, playing well. He's got 7 top 20s this year. Got a second here in 2015, I think.
Yeah, he's playing really well.
About Webb Simpson.
Yeah, he's playing well.
He's a DK darling.
Yeah. I got Kevin Kisner, friend of the pod, maybe now?
Close.
Getting there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He tied for 7th at the PGA Championship here last year. Good match play. Good last week. Guy's trending upwards. Trending upwards. Bryce Garnett.
Yep.
Big winner at the Corrales in that stacked field.
Corrales stacked field in the rain.
And then he was paired with someone this week and they played.
Yeah, they were pretty good. Yeah, he was up there. So I remember seeing him.
I mean, I'm guessing he's probably gonna miss the cut, but I'm gonna give him a go.
Yep.
Harv?
Oh, I'm going Kevin Streelman. Don't know why.
Don't think he's been picked before by anybody.
Nope.
That doesn't really pan out well for me, but hopefully old Streels bucks that trend. Jason Day, he's running a few hot stats with putts made, putts gained, or strokes gained from putting. And I don't know, he hasn't missed a cut that in a while, so we'll see if he can figure it out here. And I told myself I'd never pick this guy, which...
Mike Weir?
No, I can't. I don't trust him in that green jacket. But I'm going Tiger Woods.
Oh boy.
Tiger. No one's taking JT, but you got Tiger.
I got Tiger. We'll see. If he can play 72 holes, he'll probably be up there. If not, he'll
another Harv miscut.
Yeah, whatever.
I think there's a good amount of Canadians. 5 Canadians, 6 Canadians playing this week.
Hadwin's back. Hasn't missed a cut all year.
Connors, Hughes, a couple others.
I'm not sure if Hearn's floating around after his good week last week. But
no, I don't think he's playing.
Yeah, good chance. Hopefully we'll see a few of the boys on the weekend. But that about wraps it up for us. So it's time to hit the clubhouse.